to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we're going to be using the Amplified because the Lord insisted. So, Father, without you, this message is going to be dry and dead. But with the Holy Spirit, it will be alive and vibrant. Father, I thank you that we will have ears to hear what your Spirit is speaking, that we'll have eyes to see and comprehend what it means to be a Spirit-filled person. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, in the very first verse of 1 Corinthians 12, it says, now about spiritual gifts. And in the Amplified, it says, the special endowments of supernatural energy. Brethren, I do not want you to be misinformed. Now, the real translation should be, now about spirituals. The word gifts should not be needed. Spiritual things that happen are called spirituals with an S. Special endowments of supernatural energy. Why? In us. It's not outside. It's inside of us. Verse 2. You know that when you were heathens, you were led off after idols that could not speak habitually as impulse directed and whenever the occasion might rise. Now that should give you a clue about the occult. They listen to the darkness. They obey the darkness and its impulse. Verse 3. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking under the power and influence of the Holy Spirit of God ever can say, Jesus be cursed. And no one can really say, Jesus is my Lord, except by and under the power and influence of the Holy Spirit. So some people would say, well, you know, they're not filled with the Holy Spirit. They're just normal Christians. Well, if they declare that Jesus is Lord, this word says that the Holy Spirit's already in there. A lot of times people have this misconception. Oh, they ain't got it. I've got news for you. They may have more than you. Just because you've got gifts operating. They may not have the gift that you have, but they may have the gift of love. And if it's overwhelming, you're going to see the fruit of that love. Amen? So don't judge. Now, verse 4. Now there are distinctive varieties and distributions of endowments. In parentheses, it says extraordinary powers, distinguishing certain Christians due to the power of divine grace operating in their souls, mind, will, and emotions by the Holy Spirit. And they vary, but the Holy Spirit remains the same. So I'm specifying this because there's a tendency to judge. There's a tendency to condemn someone because they're not coming from where you are. Holy Spirit is diversified and he wants you to be an individual, not to match someone else, but to match the plan of the Father for you. All right? And you are a specific individual. If you're looking to become like me, get your eyes off of me. You're in trouble. I don't want you to be like me. We've got enough of one of me. There, look at that. See the results? Ha ha! One of me is enough. But by the same token, one of you is enough. Amen? We don't want two of you. We want one of each. Individually coordinated by the same Holy Spirit. Got it? I want you to close your eyes this time. I want you to listen to that verse 4 because it's important. There are distinctive varieties and distributions of endowments. Extraordinary powers distinguishing certain Christians. Distinguishing certain Christians due to the power of divine grace. Operating in their souls, mind, will, and emotions. by the Holy Spirit, and they vary, but the Holy Spirit remains the same. This should shut down any comparisons. Well, they're not doing it my way. Praise God, they're not doing it your way. Amen? Try it on for size. Say, those that belong to the Lord. The Holy Spirit and His divine power by grace is going to operate in each one as He declares for God's glory, not for your comfort zone or mine. Amen? All right. Verse 5, and there are distinctive varieties of service and ministration, but it is the same Lord who is served. And there are distinctive varieties of operation, of working to accomplishing things, but it is the same God who inspires and energizes them in all. Getting a clue? Is it clear? Okay. Verse 7, but to each one is given the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, that is the evidence, the spiritual illumination of the Spirit, for good and profit. To one is given in and through the Holy Spirit the power to speak a message of wisdom. To another, the power to express a word of knowledge and understanding according to the same Holy Spirit. To another, wonder-working faith by the same Holy Spirit. To another, the extraordinary powers of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophetic insight. That is the gift of interpretation of divine will and purpose. To another, the ability to discern and distinguish between the utterance of true Spirit and false ones. Did you hear me? Distinguishing between the utterance of true spirits and false ones. That's called discernment. So there are some that are going to be the underneath the anointing of the Holy Spirit, but others will be under an anointing of a demonic spirit. Or their fleshy spirit. I'm going to repeat that one more time because it's got to go in. Say, Lord, let me hear what you are trying to let me see when discernment of spirits is operating. Verse 10. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophetic insight. That is the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose. To another, the ability to discern and distinguish between the utterance of true spirits and false ones. To another, various kinds of unknown tongues. To another, the ability to interpret such tongues. Say, I'm catching on. I'm starting to understand. I'm supposed to be different. I may have similarities. But I'm supposed to be me. Hallelujah. Verse 11. All these achievements and abilities are inspired and brought to pass by one and the same Holy Spirit, who apportions to each person individually exactly as I want them done for me. That's Kim's version. Now, if you're looking at your Bible, that's not what it says, right? What does it say? As He chooses. Oh, so He didn't leave us in charge. He didn't leave us to dictate what I think I need. Why do you think He did that? Come on, give me an opinion. Why do you think He kept the job for Himself?
He knows better.
Huh? He knows better, yeah. The Holy Spirit has the ability to orchestrate in the earth a people of God that will function as one body for His own purpose and His own plan. And He doesn't need your input.
He might welcome your input.
Did you hear me?
Depending on how you bring it about. Did you ever listen to your mouth and how you rattle off about what you want?
Telling God off. Now, I mean, you guys have never done that. Maybe, yeah. You know, I'm the only one. But when I got, you know, shooting my mouth off, then the Holy Spirit comes in and says, you know, could you readjust the prayer a little? See how gentle he comes? He orchestrates me to turn it around so that I will give him the option to do or not to do. Because maybe I'm praying for something I shouldn't be getting. Amen? Maybe he's withholding something and saying no for a change, and I don't like to hear no. I like yes all the time. And if I get a no, I rebel. Oh, come on. Am I talking to a bunch of robots? How many of you have ever had a reaction when you hear no? Thank you. Good grief. Now I know they're human. Praise the Lord. He didn't choose dogs or cats. He chose human beings. He chose you and me. Amen? Amen? Verse 12. For just as the body is a unit, or a unity, and yet has many parts, and all the parts, though many, form only one body, so it is with Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Hear me when I say this. The Holy Spirit knows why and which part you need to play in his kingdom. He has put you in that place, in him, to coordinate you and to manifest through you so that the body will mature. You say, which body? Me? No, not always about you. It might be about the corporate body maturing. The corporate body of Christ cannot go around continuing like a brat. You say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about churches that are focused on me, myself, and I instead of the Holy One of Israel. How many know what I'm talking about? Thank you. It's not because I want to judge, but we've been given a commission when the house of prayer was birthed. And that is to mature the saints. Make them grow up. Get them to tie their own shoes. Get them to awaken that they have a prayer life. Get them to awaken that they have the Holy Spirit in them to do a job corporately, together. For what? For God's pleasure and God's coordinates as he has chosen. Now, you can check the rest of the chapter, but what I want you to do now is to put your right hand over your heart. Say, Holy Spirit, any adjustments that need to be done in me, I'm asking for grace. Because whatever's got to go of the selfish part of me, it's got to go. So bring your fire and burn it out. Get rid of it. I want to be a mature, an adult in the Spirit, to help those that are having a hard time. I can't be a brat forever and get my own way, because it's not part of God's plan for me. He wants adult children, grown up, accountable, and doing a work for him. So that his name, Jesus Christ, will be known for what it is. Because his love will flow through me. His gifts will flow through me. And the glory will go to him. Because it's not all about me, myself, and I. Those three wonderful gods I used to serve, they're beneath my feet now. Hallelujah. I'm growing up. I'm getting stronger. And I am getting better at obeying. Because his grace is sufficient for me. Amen. And amen. You got what it is? Try this one on before we close.
I am not what the world says I am.
I am not what the world says I am.
I am what God says I am.
I am what God says I am.
And today I'm stepping into my end time destiny. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor, say, get a clue. God's on the job. Inside of me.
Inside of
and inside of you.
Inside of you.
Amen.
Amen.
Share some hugs.